Hey, feeling unsure about your finances these days? You're not alone. That's why Noble Gold Investments is here to help. Just hear it straight from the people who they've helped. The Noble crew walked me through everything with no stress. With their help, I could finally sleep easy at night. And now this month, Noble Gold Investments is handing out a free 5-ounce silver America the Beautiful coin if you qualify for an IRA. Invest in gold and silver with Noble Gold Investments. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. Hey, everybody. Tanner, the Charlie Kirk Show. My reflections of a visit to Northern Arizona University that has gone viral. A lot of takeaways. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, and subscribe to our podcast and get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Turning Point USA is on the front lines. I am on the front lines. We are on the front lines. But other people just sit in their cushy chair hoping for things to get better, we are making things happen. If you want to support our program, if our program has blessed you in any way, go to charliekirk.com and click on the members button to become a monthly supporter and get exclusive inside access. And also, when you do that, you will be able to listen to our program ad-free. So go to charliekirk.com and become a member today. Get your kids involved, tpusa.com, tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. So yesterday I went to Flagstaff, Arizona at Northern Arizona University, NAU. We've done many events like this. I set up a table. I talk to students. I like to learn what they are learning or not learning at these universities and these institutions. Our Turning Point USA chapter does a wonderful job at NAU. We have chapters all across the country, high school and college chapters, the largest conservative movement ever in the history of the country on university and high school campuses. So I show up on campus and a larger crowd than I'm used to is there, hundreds of students, many of whom, by the way, is in support of Turning Point USA. I think I probably took 200 or 300 selfies. But then there were the trans mafia, very, very outspoken group of people. Hard to capture how nasty, how vile, how out of control the trans mafia is. They think they run the world. They want everybody to conform to them. From the literal barking that they were doing towards me, they were not there to have a conversation. They brought musical instruments, speakers, megaphones to try to interrupt anything that we are going to do. So I sat down for a couple minutes and they were trying to interrupt me. So I just said, you know what? I'm going to go right into the crowd. So that's what I did. I went right into them just to stare right at them. I said, come on, guys, let's have a conversation. Called their bluff. They're a bunch of cowards. And they're mentally deranged. I don't say that lightly. There is a huge mental crisis happening in this country. Here's a little taste of what we experienced yesterday at NAU. Just look at this. One of many. Play cut 58. Now, they're not there to have a conversation. They're there to try to smear me, target me. They're not there to try to prove anybody wrong. They don't believe in speech. Speech is not a value that is taught on campuses. They continue to try to interrupt and basically heckle us. Now, despite this, we spent over 2 hours on campus. And we ended up having a very good conversation because as soon as you go into them and you confront them, they're very similar to demons once you shine light on them. They get very scared. But just look at this one image, if we're able to throw it up there. Almost every single one of the lunatics was a woman. Now, they wouldn't tell you that they were a woman because I asked them repeatedly, that's a picture of me and about 100 very angry young ladies screaming at me, literally barking at times. Bark, 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 bark. And they were largely there because they said that trans rights are human rights. And so I asked them, I said, what is a woman? And we have this on tape. I can't wait to share this with you once we get it out of editing. I asked them, what is a woman? They said, we're not going to play your word games. I said, yes, but what is a woman? And they said, a woman is someone who identifies as a woman. I said, can you answer the question without using the word woman? And they said, we're not going to answer your trick question. So I guess just basic biological science is a word game. One of them said, they said, I'm not qualified to answer that question. I said, you sound just like Ketanji Brown Jackson. The trans issue makes these people completely out of control. Totally out of control. They're lunatics. Just look at more tape here. Play cut 59. Again, we're not even able to play all the tape here because it just every other word is a swear word and swear word and swear word. But you have to go right into the crowd. You have to confront this. And you realize these are very broken people. They believe that speech is violence. Now, one of my favorite moments of the entire morning was a decent-minded young lady came up to me and she prayed for us. It was very beautiful because it is a spiritual war. I mean, you look at that picture, this is completely unhinged. Now, instead of wanting to have a conversation, they want to shut you up. They have been brainwashed by years of public education. And they believe firmly and fundamentally that if you have any sort of disagreement, if you have any sort of difference of worldviews, they must be able to use power to destroy you. They said, our lives are at stake is what they say. I say, because I think you're under you have a mental illness. Your life is at stake. Yes, I am a woman because I say I'm a woman, or I'm a man because I say I'm a man. Now, the media has covered this. They say, Charlie Kirk heckled off campus. It's not true. We spent 2 hours there. There was far more support. The amount of support that was there was overwhelming. In fact, there were so many kids that said, Charlie, I can't believe you're confronting these people. I wouldn't be able to do this. Young men and young ladies. There were so many young athletes that said, Charlie, I now have to compete against biological men. These people terrify me. And I can understand why they terrify you. I mean, they're very nasty. Talking about my family, talking about my child, these people are not good people at all. There's no negotiating with the trans mafia. It's either we win or they win. And these are petulant children. And by the way, the university administration, terrified of these people. University president, terrified of these people. They're terrorists. They act like terrorists. If they don't get their way, they will scream, they will yell, they will slander, they will dox you. They will try to intimidate you. So you have to go straight into them. And my favorite thing is they say, well, why do you care so much about this, Charlie? And I always bring it back to them, like, why do you care so much? If you're just a dude in the dress, why do you have to spend 3 hours in an afternoon screaming at someone who's just coming to go ask questions? Because speech is violence in their worldview. Their ideology, the idea toxin at the basis of what they believe, manifests into totalitarianism. Play cut 61. Now, that's just some of the support. The media doesn't cover any of that. Now, if you type in Charlie Kirk to Google, they say, Charlie Kirk heckled off campus. Not true. We were there for many hours, and we had some amazingly helpful conversations. And there were a couple people that came that finally wanted to have a conversation. And for that, we won, and they did not. There's so many takeaways I have here. But it was clear that they are being taught this. That the administration, that the professors are teaching them that speech is violence. That you must go out into the streets and not have a debate, but you must use any power that you have to prevent dialogue from occurring. They have been indoctrinated to believe that their lives are literally at stake. And if you want to see them, and we'll play this video eventually, you want to see them short circuit, just ask them very fundamental questions. What is a woman? Can a man become a woman? You know what one of them said? They said, well, do you mean biologically or culturally? I said, both. Can a man give birth? And they say yes. That is what they are teaching at state schools in the state of Arizona. And it ties into this budget fight, by the way. I'm going to put this all together in just a second with my visit at Northern Arizona University. Just remember, if you send your kid or grandkid to college, you are playing Russian roulette with their values. Strong Cell is amazing. I got to tell you, the combination of NADH, CoQ10, and collagen is really something. You know, people ask me, they say, Charlie, how do you keep your energy up? How do you just keep on pushing? Look, part of it is diet, nutrition, but I'll be honest, I take supplements really seriously. Fact check me on this. You can say, oh, Charlie, I'm going to fact check you. Type this into your search engine. NADH. Just type it in. What does it tell you? It might tell you that it is the secret to living long, anti-aging properties, more energy. Well, all of that is being proven in more and more clinical trials. NADH is a precursor so that your mitochondria can remain healthy and vibrant. The elites, a lot of billionaires, people with a lot of money, they spend a ton of money on NAD. It's a fact. NAD just might be your secret weapon for more energy. I take NAD every single day. I could tell you that NADH compared with CoQ10, the trials show very, very good things. I don't take my word for it. I mean, honestly, my word should be good for something, but fact check me. Look at it. And if you do it over 30 days, you'll see an increase in energy. I wake up better than ever before. NAD can help you potentially, again, fact check me on this, with depression, anxiety, other issues that you might be dealing with. It is nature's gift to you so that you might have extra energy and mental clarity. You guys can use promo code Charlie for 20% off. It's strongcell.com/Charlie. NAD might be nature's secret weapon for you. I love it. I take it every single day. Try it for at least 30 days to see the maximum benefit. And let me know, has NAD helped your life? Strongcell.com/Charlie. Check it out. Strongcell.com/Charlie. So what do you notice about that video? A couple things. They're not there to have a conversation. They are completely unhinged. They're lunatics. They don't want to have any sort of dialogue or back and forth or debate. I asked them very simple questions. Eventually we did, despite the media's coverage of this, we did have multiple hours of actually very fruitful conversation. But I had to go into the crowd and all of a sudden they sort of dispersed. They got angry. They lose enthusiasm. They went off to the side. It's the only way you handle these people. You got to go straight into them. Straight through. They were shocked, by the way. They're like, oh, we're going to run Charlie Kirk off campus right into them. Oh, we're going to make him afraid right into them. So I just stood there for 15 minutes. Like, come on, guys. You want to punch me? Punch me. Come on. What's up? What do you have to say to me? When you see the unhinged demons, you have to go right into it. I wish more of the conservative movement felt that way. Anyway, but doing this 11 years, you understand these are bullies. These are terrorists. These are totalitarians. But what do you notice about that video? Almost every single one, minus a couple, but actually not, well, yes, but not really. I'll explain in a second. Of the people that were heckling me, that were out of control, were biological women. Almost every single one. Put that image back up again. Almost every single one of the people that were supporting me were normal-looking women and men. Look at that. Almost every single one of them are young ladies. And this fits perfectly. This fits perfectly with what we've been seeing in the polling. The contamination, the toxin, the germ of feminism continues. Young ladies are depressed at levels we've never seen before. They are lacking purpose and they are angry. Colleges have an expertise in weaponizing the anger and the bitterness of young women. And you see that image there, relentlessly screaming at me. Quite honestly, we have empowered the rage of the young female. We've told them that the world is against you. And hilariously, they should be my biggest fans. But they're not. I'm actually fighting for biological women. I am fighting for the idea of the separation between the sexes. And instead, they're angry at me because they need to be angry at something. So a couple things on this. How many of those young ladies that screaming at me have strong father figures in their life? Almost none of them. Mad at dad is the jet fuel of bitter female activism on college campuses. Number two, how many of them have ever had a serious or solid relationship with a normal man? Almost none of them. That's why they become lesbians or they become trans. Almost all of them were lesbians or trans. And a lot of the men they look around, they're told, and they would tell us this, they would say, all men are terrible. All men are evil. All men are rapists. And they are taught this by other bitter, angry professors. So they're missing something. There's a huge void. And the teachers instruct them. The teachers tell them. The teachers indoctrinate them. And by the way, not just screaming. They were actually barking at me. And by the way, we're getting a lot of emails. Charlie, how do you handle this? How do you do this? It doesn't bother me at all. Blessed are you if you are persecuted in the name of me or truth. I actually get a kick out of it. I really do. And by the way, I also get a kick out of it because the media is so dishonest. No spin, no BS. I have videos to prove it. There was far more love than hate there. There were 40 or 5 deranged lunatics and hundreds of people of support. Hundreds. It just so happens that they were louder and more insistent. Here's a little bit more of a taste here. By the way, anytime that you are that these people try to intimidate you, they try to go after you, you have to go into the crowd. I'll actually play this after the break. I don't have time for it. As TheHill.com reported a couple weeks ago, the future of the Republican Party is in young men. The future of the Democrat Party is in young women. And I saw that play out firsthand yesterday at NAU, Northern Arizona University. These young ladies, I have some sympathy for them. I don't want to overly play that card with compassion because they were acting like petulant children. But they need men in their life. They need a strong father figure or a partner. Otherwise, they're just going to keep on screaming at the sky in bitter rage. I want to talk about ReliefFactor.com. I want you guys to check out ReliefFactor.com. 100% drug-free, knee pain, back pain, joint pain, elbow pain. Check out Relief Factor Energy. Help makes your body make nutrients readily available. Relief Factor Sleep. I know a lot of you are probably having trouble sleeping. Relief Factor Sleep could be the best solution for you. Everybody goes to bed. Not everybody sleeps. We're all about helping people live lives that are filled with connection, exploration, passion, and emotion. That is what his life is all about. Make sure you guys are sleeping well. It's a major part of life. Check it out right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. I have a couple more thoughts here, then I do want to move on to the Russell Brand thing. Number one, the media is so dishonest. Media says, Charlie Kirk driven off campus. Really, driven off campus? That's why I sat there for 2 hours and left on my own terms? No. The more appropriate way to cover the story is Turning Point USA chapter outnumbers trans freaks at NAU. Number two, just look how the media is covering it. The media is trying to celebrate the drowning out, the smearing, the slandering, and the suffocating of speech. The media doesn't want speech. The media is trying to make heroes out of the people that were there to interrupt a free speech event. Secondly, this is in the state of Arizona. Very similar to what's happening in Congress, where Merrick Garland right now is testifying in front of Congress. We are subsidizing and we are underwriting our own abuse. We are subsidizing our suicide. For years, Republicans controlled the state of Arizona. For years, Republicans controlled State 48. And they built these institutions. Driving around NAU, it's an objectively beautiful campus filled with a fair amount of vermin. Some good students too, obviously. But it's beautiful. It's well-funded, let me tell you. I know a well-funded university versus a not-so-well-funded university. I've visited probably more than anybody in public life. Well over 150, 160 campuses I've been on in the last couple of years. I know when someone is getting big checks from the taxpayer and other people are not getting. They have new buildings. They have, quite honestly, a terrific infrastructure. So Republicans in the formerly red state of Arizona funded their own demise via the university system. So they underwrite this activism. They're still a remnant, make no mistake. But what is important to note is how they're able to control people's behavior. If you show that the mob does not control you, they get weaker. Now, the media is intentionally misrepresenting it. I mean, the New Republic, which barely passes as readable, comes out. They say, Charlie Kirk, what's the new one? Charlie, right-wing activist Charlie Kirk is mad he was heckled in university visit. It's literally a blog. Look, first of all, that's not even what happened. All the headlines, it's so funny. When it's very similar to the Nicholas Sandman story. I got to be honest. Not that it's as big as that. And again, I'm not a private figure. I'm a public figure. So I'm not trying to make you feel sorry for me. But it's like you're in this moment and you know what the truth is. And then you start to see all this media. You're like, that's actually not what happened. I mean, I spent 15 minutes taking selfies and signing stuff. And all the media says, Charlie Kirk heckled off campus. I was there for 2 hours. Just look for yourself. There's a remnant out there. Cut 68.
Thank you for being here. Thank you. I want to say hi to all the fans here.
Charlie, we got the proper president here. I'm so sorry. It's nice to meet
amazing.
You. Can I take a picture with you, sir?
Yes, of course.
Thank you so much.
So you hear the lunatics in the background, but there was a line, long lines of people that wanted to say hi. Again, I usually don't, I'm not, but the media is trying to say Charlie Kirk was driven off campus. I didn't have time to be able to say hi to all the people of support. You know what was amazing? How many people that were supporting that were 100 yards away? And they were just going like this. Thumbs up, thumbs down. They were very scared of voicing any support for me. And I get it. They will lose their life. They'll get smeared, intimidated, hunted in the middle of the night by the trans mafia. They'll dox you. You might not get a job. You'll be called bad names. You know, the kids that were like, and then they put their hands down. And they were like 100 yards away. Ton of them. And you can see it in the video. They're trying to make it unfashionable to support conservative ideas. And it's hilarious. They were the ones that were calling us fascists. Oh, really? Who are the fascists? The ones that want to have free speech or the ones that want to interrupt us and stop us from speaking? Is free speech a fascist value? Go home, fascist, while we are going to try to interrupt your event. We don't want to, they can't defend their views. And we will have the ultimate last laugh. Oh, one of my favorite pieces of video. I can't wait for this. Four of these young ladies come up to the table. Because yes, we did spend multiple hours there. And I say, what is a woman? And they say, we're not going to play your games. Yeah, that's word games is what it is. Let me just connect a couple dots here. Republicans built this whole infrastructure of indoctrination. This is happening in Oklahoma. It's happening in Missouri. It's happening in Iowa. It's happening in Ohio. It's happening in Tennessee. It's happening in Kentucky. It's happening in Alabama. It's happening in Mississippi. It's happening in South Carolina. It's happening in Georgia. It's happening in Texas. It's happening in South Dakota. It's happening in Montana. Red states are subsidizing their own cultural and political suicide. If you are in a red state, look at this video here in Arizona. That is what you're going to get when you fund University of Alabama's DEI program, which exists. University of Mississippi's DEI program, which exists. University of Missouri's DEI program. If Republicans would have defunded these universities years ago, they wouldn't have had these Marxist activist boot camps. And it doesn't matter if you get better border regents. Here's what happens. Even if you get a great college president, they are terrified of the masses because they don't have the spine or the stones to stand up to the agitation. And they are unhinged. They are no different than terrorists. Give us what we want. Give us what we want, or else we are going to make your life hell. Second thing that I want to mention. When actually speaking to some of them, I say, again, the dialogue is easier found in video, but let me summarize this. It's very important. I ask them, where do you get morality from? By what standard do you judge your actions? And they say, I get to decide. What I saw in real time is the triumph of the modern narcissistic self. This is the most narcissistic generation in history, while simultaneously being the most depressed generation. This is an outgrowth of the germ of the self-esteem movement. If all you care about is teaching young people self-esteem, you create empowered narcissists, all about me, all about me. When you ask them, I say, what do you have a duty to? Nothing but myself. Whoa. What do you have an obligation to? Nothing. Wow. What's the most important thing? My happiness, my pleasure, my own state of being. Not an idea of duty to the divine, obedience to your neighbor. None of it. Instead, it's all about me. And then don't be surprised when all of a sudden they're super depressed. They're killing themselves. And in some ways, I don't want to overemphasize this, but some of them are victims. They're victims of an entire system that has never had the courage to tell them the truth. And if some of them would have listened to me, maybe we could have saved them from their own self-destructive, quasi-suicidal trajectory that they are on. They're bragging while I'm there about how they're on testosterone, hormone blockers, puberty blockers. They got castration. This is not some ice. We're talking about dozens of them. And the trans social contagion continues. I was walking through a pocket. It wasn't the whole campus, but a pocket of a sea of existential despair. This is much greater than a political issue, everybody. Much greater. This is spiritual. And some of you are emailing me, well, Charlie, why even bother? I reject that. We must go to the most unpopular places. That sort of mentality is why Republicans never visit the black community. Oh, they don't want us there. It's exactly the same sort of mentality that makes us not do outreach in the Hispanic neighborhoods. We must go where we are not always invited. We must go where we are not always warmly received. We must challenge the lies because there's a lot more support in those communities than the media would ever lead you to believe. You expose their beliefs, and you empower the remnant, casting aside an entire generation. And I'll tell you, I've been doing this for 11 years. Two things were simultaneously true. That was one of the nastiest crowds I have ever seen. But it was also the most amount of support, quiet support, that I have ever seen. That's not always going to be captured. They're on the fringes. They're on the edges. They're afraid. They do not want to be called out, doxed, smeared, accused, but they're there, especially the young men. The young men, especially, are looking for anything to say that I want a strong country, I want a strong nation. The young ladies are in a very, very dark spot because they've been lied to. The toxin of feminism, feelings-based political views, it's tough. There's almost no dialoguing with them. It's all feelings. It's all narcissism. It, at its core, is rage culture. And just to reemphasize, if you are in a red state, you should defund every single one of your colleges and universities if they are teaching DEI, CRT, maybe underwrite engineering schools. That's it. Or else you're going to get swarms, hordes, platoons of vengeful, rage-filled young women activists that just want to see the world burn. Okay, so you remember last week when the man who is pretending to be a woman, who is the spokesperson for the Ukrainian Defense Force, basically threatened that anyone that is a Putin puppet, they're going to hunt down and assassinate? We asked the question, are we on that list? Is Jack Posobiec on that list? Who is on that list? So let's just kind of do a little refresher of who we're talking about here. Play cut 22, please.
Russia hates the truth that their obsessive focus on a Ukrainian volunteer is simply allowing the light of the Ukrainian nation's honesty to shine brightly. Next week, the teeth of the Russian devils will gnash ever harder, and their rabid mouths will foam in uncontrollable frenzy as the world will see a favorite Kremlin propagandist pay for their crimes. And this puppet of Putin is only the first. Russia's war criminal propagandists will all be hunted down, and justice will be served as we in Ukraine are led on this mission by faith in God, liberty, and complete liberation.
Completely and totally unhinged. And no, that was not a broadcast live from Flagstaff, Arizona at Northern Arizona University. That was in Kyiv. So that is a biological man pretending to be a woman who is the spokesperson of the Ukrainian Defense Force. So we made a big deal of this. Our tweet was seen by over 5 million people. J.D. Vance, Senator J.D. Vance, started to ask questions of this person, Junior Sergeant Sarah Ashton Shirillo. And as of today, the Defense Forces of Ukraine has suspended Sarah Ashton Shirillo, essentially threatening American citizens. Now, this tells me a couple things. Number one, that you guys keeping the pressure on us making this a story, this is just another victory. Now suspended, we'll see if they get reinstated. It also tells us that we were right, that this person was threatening American citizens. They were trying to downplay this, but here comes the grifter, the pimp, Zelensky, the uppity foreigner in a t-shirt, comes to America asking for cash, and they're like, oh boy, senators are asking us as we try to replenish our slush fund. They're asking us why we're threatening the murder of American citizens. And it shows that we were 100% right. This show led on that. For those of you that are daily viewers and listeners of the Charlie Kirk Show, I think we were the only major program that led with this for an entire hour and built it out that the Ukrainian government, underwritten by the U.S. Treasury, was threatening the lives of American citizens. Remember, in English, not Russian, by an American passport holder who is the Ukrainian Defense Force spokesperson. And that goes to show, number two, that Zelensky is worried that his slush fund is in jeopardy. That's another reason this is happening. This shows that Zelensky is very nervous that the flow of your taxpayer dollars to the Ukrainian treasury is in a fragile state. 55% of all Americans are against funding the Ukrainian conflict. 95% of base conservatives are against funding the Ukrainian conflict. And so we isolated this and we said, whoa, 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 hold on a second. You're basically threatening Westerners, Americans, that are speaking out. So Zelensky, I think, is now saying, get rid of the man who's the woman. Get rid of it. We need more money. So they're doing this because they were worried that this was a potential attack vector, and they were right. Zelensky is right. Zelensky probably got a call from Langley, Virginia, the Central Intelligence Agency, saying, hey, Volodymyr, let me just give you some advice. If you're trying to get money from Senate Republicans, not smart to have Dylan Mulvaney threatening American citizens. Not smart. The whole facade that Zelensky has unlimited support from the U.S. taxpayer is being exposed. He doesn't. There are real fault lines. This means there's a buried lead here that Zelensky is probably getting very critical questions from people in the United States Senate and Congress. Thank goodness, finally, about where all this money is going. Not only are we giving them $100 billion to the military, we are giving them $5 billion a month to fund all government operations. Where that is that money going? And by the way, if you think Biden takes 10% for the big guy, what percentage is Zelensky taking? Yeah, Ukraine's never been a corrupt country, super ethical, very transparent. Big victory for our program, everybody. More so than anything else, it shows that we might be able to stop the funding of this unnecessary war in eastern Ukraine. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
We get it. You're busy. You don't have time to waste on the mainstream media. That's why Salem News Channel is here. We have hosts worth watching, actually discussing the topics that matter. Andrew Wilkow, Dinesh D'Souza, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else. We're not like the other guys. We're Salem News Channel. Watch anytime on any screen for free 24/7 at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.